gosh, it's just, you know, you want to make them feel better. You want them to feel happy. You want them to not have a care in the world.
Lisa Moundscraft, a guidance counselor at West High School, is playing a major role in finding ways to deal with suicide.
I want to do whatever it's going to take to get that student or that adult out of that situation.
With at least two suicides in 2013 in the Anchorage School District, one of the biggest questions in the minds of many counselors is how to prevent it.
I don't know that any one person has the capability of stopping someone from harming themselves. I don't think anybody has that kind of power. Now, could we do some things to maybe help kids know there's another way out of such a drastic situation? Most definitely.
There are about 1,800 students at West High and 9 guidance counselors, so that's roughly 200 students per counselor. But the teachers also assist students. Angela Mazur is a 9th grade language arts teacher at West High School.
Teachers are a main role in a student's life. We see them sometimes more than their own families do. Throughout the day, we have the opportunity to brighten their day, to pick up on anything that's going on with them.
According to the National Association of School Psychologists, youth who feel suicidal are not likely to seek help directly. However, parents, school personnel, and peers can recognize the warning signs and take immediate action to keep youth safe. Although it can be difficult to see if someone is in pain, people often show warning signs when they are suicidal. Many people show extreme changes in behavior or make suicidal threats like, "You're gonna miss me when I'm dead." If someone says something like this, even if it seems like a joke, the advice is to not ignore it. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline says to become available, show interest, and support. It is critical to get this person help, whether that be by telling a teacher, counselor, or family member. Keeping a secret will not get the person the attention they need. Another big sign suicidal teens show is talking about feeling trapped. Often teens who are suicidal feel like they are never going to be happy again, and they're never going to contribute to the world. The Prevention Lifeline says that listening is important. You don't need to say much, and there are no magic words. Just listen.
When I think about trying to play a positive role in a student's life, I really focus on getting to know my students a little more closely. I want to make sure that I give my students the opportunity to have a classroom where they feel safe and where I feel like they are connecting not only with their peers, but also with the entire classroom as a team.
Alaska has the highest rate of suicide in the country, so it has been a focus of the ASDs to stop suicide.
If teachers wanted to have a more in-depth look for their students, we would go into the classroom and do presentations.
Not all students have seen the presentations, though. As a freshman at West High, I had never seen a presentation before.
We didn't put things on the wall or, you know, put things in the announcement. No, we didn't do that.
After the two suicides in 2013, the school district is more energetic and focused on suicide prevention. West High counselors are currently working on ideas to improve suicide prevention in the school.
And we're now looking at how we can do a school-wide effort. We've started talking about that just today, of what we want to bring to the student body at West.
Suicide awareness and prevention training is mandatory training for each ASD teacher, administrator, counselor, and specialists who work with middle school and high school students. The trainings happen yearly, and the last one was in October. But these trainings are not easily accessible for students or parents to see.
So I think that is a very good question. And as we're planning for next year, I'm going to be a part of that whole planning process. I think that would be very important to add those components for parents and students. So I would say, yes, there's a great, strong possibility that we will do that.
Ms. Moundscraft says the more that kids know, the more they're going to be noticing what's going on with their friends and their family members. She says that even on the darkest day, things will turn around.
And it may not be at that minute, but it could be an hour from now.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Chloe Chobel.